Thank you for listening to this classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Young string quartets are inclined towards the dramatic. They pick arresting movements by Schubert or by Gina Stera or Shostakovich. Good morning, Robbie Ellis here with introductions, and today I'm highlighting 3 times 4 equals 12 teenage string players. We're going to hear from the Sprezzatura Quartet out of New Music School, and from Midwest Young Artist Conservatory Groups, the Ardente String Quartet and Quartet Feroce, those dramatic, ardent, ferocious ensemble names. It's not all Sturm und Drang und Drama today, though. The first full movement on the program is the gentle opening of Franz Joseph Haydn's Sunrise Quartet. It's played by the Ardente String Quartet in their second appearance on Introductions in as many years. The players are Ella Saputra, Ruth Kim, Julie Kim, and Hao Ming Song. The Ardente String Quartet, made up of 16 and 17-year-olds who study at Midwest Young Artists Conservatory in Highwood, Illinois. They played the first movement of Haydn's Sunrise Quartet in B-flat. The first violinist of the Ardente String Quartet is Ella Saputra of Schaumburg. She gave a solo recital on introductions in February of this year and included a solo piece by Jonathan Bailey Holland, a composer who teaches at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. She's evidently dug further into his catalogue. We're about to hear Ella's group, the Ardente String Quartet, perform the second movement of Holland's 2015 work, Forged Sanctuaries. You can hear the title in the musical style here. It's transfixing, it's got momentum. The movement is called Hypnosis of Tides. The work of contemporary American composer Jonathan Bailey Holland. Movement 2, Hypnosis of Tides, from his string quartet number 2, Forged Sanctuaries. The performers were Ella Saputra, Ruth Kim, and Julie Kim, all 16 on violin, violin, and viola, plus 17-year-old Haoming Song on cello. They make up the Ardente String Quartet out of Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. This year, their group also played a pillar of the string quartet repertoire, or at least the final movement from it, Franz Schubert's Death and the Maiden. Each of the three teenage groups on today's program gets a dramatic moment, and this is Ardentes.
Thank you. Thank you.
the finale to Schubert's Death and the Maiden Quartet, played by the Ardente String Quartet. Violinists Ella Saputra and Ruth Kim, both 16, Julie Kim on viola, also 16, and 17-year-old cellist Haoming Song. They got to the quarterfinals of this year's Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition and were coached by Matthias Tucker through the Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. There's more to come on introductions. Two more young string quartets playing Haydn, Dvorak, Shostakovich, and Gina Stera. You can also find out more about today's groups and see a playlist on the web, wfmt.com/introductions, and we've got an audition form there too. You're listening to Introductions on Classical WFMT. I'm Robbie Ellis, presenting a dozen teenage musicians. They're spread across three different quartets. And now we turn to the Sprezzatura Quartet. Formed at Chicago's New Music School and coached by the Black Oak Ensemble, their name comes from an Italian word that roughly means the art of being cool without appearing to try to seem cool. Their members are 14-year-old Tristan Jew, 15-year-old Chance Inoue, 16-year-old Nazee Shahid, and 13-year-old Kevin Hernandez. Shortly we'll hear them dig into some terrifying Shostakovich writing. But first, it's the opening of a work that Antonín Dvořák wrote on the plains of Iowa, his American string quartet. Thank you. A Czech composer in the heart of the Midwest, Antonín Dvořák's 1893 American String Quartet, the first movement. The performers were four thoroughly polite young Midwestern men, violinists Tristan Zhu and Chauncey Noe, violist Nazi Shahid, and cellist Kevin Hernandez, making up the Sprezzatura Quartet out of New Music School. We're moving from polite music on introductions to, well, 2 minutes 50 of music that demands attention. It's by Shostakovich. Shostakovich cut off in midair. His String Quartet number 8, the second movement, played by the Sprezzatura Quartet. 16-year-old Nazi Shahid was on first violin, 15-year-old Chauncey Noe was on second, Tristan Zhu on viola, he's 14, and Kevin Hernandez, 13, on cello. They were formed at New Music School in Chicago. They reached the quarterfinals of the 2021 Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition and were coached by the Black Oak Ensemble, made up of Desiree Rustrat, Aurelien Fort-Petazzoli, and David Cunliffe. It's a trio of quartets today on introductions, and here's the last of the three, Quartet Feroce, the Ferocious Quartet. They're out of Midwest Young Artists Conservatory on Chicago's North Shore, and a couple of their members have appeared on introductions in previous years in other ensembles. They are 16-year-old violinists John Lee and Vincenzo Zuppardo, and 18-year-olds Sean Lee on viola and Samuel Du on cello. Coached by Matthias Tucker, let's hear their Haydn. Thank you. The first movement of Franz Joseph Haydn's String Quartet in D, Opus 20, No. 4. The players were John Lee, Vincenzo Zuppardo, Sean Lee, and Samuel Du. They called their group Quartet Feroce. That previous piece of music doesn't live up to their feroce/ferocious name, But this next piece does. This is the opening of Alberto Ginastera's String Quartet No. 1, Allegro Violento ed Agitato, Violent and Agitated. A moment of drama from Quartet Feroce, the ferocious quartet, playing on introductions. Their members were John Lee and Vincenzo Zuppardo on violins, both 16, Sean Lee on viola, 18 years old, and fellow 18-year-old Samuel Du on cello. Quartet Feroce made the quarterfinals of this year's Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition, and the four of them were coached by Matthias Tucker at Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. That's it for today's introductions. Three quartets, a dramatic dozen young string players. The music was recorded by Ed Ingold and David Schreck. Thank you to Midwest Young Artists Conservatory and New Music School for setting up these recordings to appear on WFMT today. You can find a playlist for today's show on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. Also, I wouldn't mind if you auditioned to appear on this show too. There's an audition form on the web as well, wfmt.com/introductions. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis. Catch you next time, Saturday mornings at 11, on Classical WFMT.